Mr. Chairman?
Senator Ferguson.
For discussion purposes, I would move that we go to our respective bodies and ask for limited powers of free conference.
On what?
On what we're gonna develop during this.
Well, the rule requires that you specify what the powers are that you're requesting. What are you suggesting?
We're going to develop those as we go along.
Well, again, I.
For discussion purposes, I'm just laying on the table. I think it's time for us to get down and get everything resolved to the satisfaction of the House and the Senate. And one way to do it is by having a motion.
Essentially, if I'm getting you correctly, essentially what you're saying is that you figure that the preliminary discussions are over and that if we're going to come to an agreement of something other than the two original bills, we're going to have to ask for the free powers, and in order to do that, we're going to have to put that on the table and then discuss the areas that we want to reach. Is that
well,
a yes?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if you're asking for a vote on this. Again, the rule requires that before you request the powers of the Speaker and the President, you have to specify what those are.
You're not listening again, Mr. Clarkson.
Well, the motion was an open-ended motion.
Well, it's what he's the motion is that we prepare to go back to our bodies with asking for powers of limited powers of free conference, and now if we agree to that, then we can work up what we're going to ask for between us. If not, then there's no use in continuing this discussion any longer.
Again, I don't want to get tied up in a procedural discussion here too much, but I don't.
As the chairman, I'm saying it's in order as a chairman, okay? So that alleviates your procedural motion, or that alleviates you procedurally.
Well, if the motion carries, what do you expect us to do?
To discuss what you want to go back for. If it doesn't carry, then it'll signify that you're not interested in doing anything other than addressing the two original bills.
Mr. Sure. Chairman, could I just make a comment? Sure. I think that the substance of what's been discussed has been other than what has been contained
right.
in the two original bills, and I see that the two positions are far apart at this point from what the bill is from the Senate side and what the bill is from the House side, and the only option would be probably to follow that course. I guess the question is if there's a procedural question that Representative Clarkson is raising, and I don't know that answer.
As the chairman of the committee, I don't find that there's any procedural motion that's not in order. I don't see that there is a problem.
Well,
you, Mr. Barrier, is there a problem with that, Mr. Barrier?
I don't see a problem, Mr. No. Chairman. I assume you're going to develop what you're going to
We're going to develop what we're going to ask for now, is what I'm getting at.
Well, because I believe the motion to be not necessary to our work, but not harmful to our work, I don't have any objection to it.
No, well, that's nice. Thank you. So should we proceed to draw up some points to go and ask for?
Sure.
All right. What does anybody got any in mind that they want to?
You have.
Well, Mr. Chairman, we continued since yesterday to try to focus on what I believe to be the issues.
Catching point.
Yeah, the tough point here.
The chicken bone in the throat.
We would like to not vote on an annuity plan prior to the vote of the people. You would like to vote on an annuity plan,
mm-hmm.
despite what the newspaper apparently said, prior to that advisory vote.
I'm not responsible for what the newspaper says.
I understand that. The in an effort to try to reach some middle ground on that question, we'd be interested in exploring a possibility where there would be a vote this year on an annuity plan, and the nature of that plan would be yet to be discussed by this group. But the effective date of that plan, that plan would not go into effect until after the action pro or con by the voters, and would require an additional legislative action following that vote. I'm having a little trouble describing what I'm intending, but lawyers have done some work on it.
No,
it's basically characterized, I think, best for those of us that work with bills as a sunset clause. That is, the provision would not the enactment of the annuity plan would sunset in 1987 unless the legislature agreed to extend it based on the vote of the people.
Senator?
Would you be inclined to have a special election, or?
No, I think we're talking about 86.
Oh, 86, okay.
Mr. Chairman, would that be an advisory, would that, under the 86 provision, that would be an advisory vote then? That's my understanding.
It would be an advisory. It would be an advisory vote. Now, I don't, if I, let me see if I'm getting you correctly. What you're saying is that you would like to pass a bill that put in the stair-stepping, and also would provide an advisory vote for an annuity plan with no permanent action taken on that until such time as the legislature acts additionally to put into effect the
yes.
annuity
yes.
plan.
You have finally succeeded in describing what I've been trying to say.
That's not agreeable to the Senate. The Senate is in caucus today. We discussed the matter. I laid it out in front of the majority caucus, and I was instructed that it's the Senate's position that we pass both the stair-stepping and the annuity plan, and whichever one succeeds will stay, and the one that doesn't is repealed.
Are you changing the proposal then that the advisory question would be on stair-stepping as well as on the annuity plan?
Well,
I thought that the
I imagine that's what would be I imagine that's what would come out anyway, wouldn't it, really?
So,
when the annuity plan, wouldn't the annuity plan more or less supersede the stair-stepping, although it would stair-step out?
No, I think our assumption all along, and I think your Senate version of this bill reflects it, that the stair-stepping plan can stand on its own. The question of implementing an annuity as another alternative is what I thought you were proposing to present as a vote to the people.
If you put the annuity plan into operation, then it would stair-step out. As your annuity payments came in, that would eliminate general funding. In other words, it would, for all intents and purposes, stair-step it out.
Well, as you know, our bill stair-steps the program out without replacing it with an annuity. So it's obvious from our bill that you can do the two things separately. You can have a stair-stepping program.
It's obvious from anybody's bill, Mr. Clarkson, that you can do one or the other or both.
You're proposing that we adopt a stair-stepping plan, adopt an annuity plan, have both of them go into effect, and have a vote, an advisory vote
January
of the people
1st,
on both.
January 1st, 1988. No, and just the advisory vote on the annuity plan. If they don't want the annuity plan, the stair-stepping stays in and it goes out. Everything eliminates. If they go to an annuity plan, then the stair-stepping would have to be regulated around in order for the annuity plan to work. But in effect, it would stair-step it out.
Well, just one comment, Mr. Chairman, mm-hmm. and that is the stair-stepping program that the House has presently is going to stair-step. It's going to be yes. out anyway.
Right.
So I don't see any. In other words, I don't see anything.
Okay.
And why would it continue? Because in '88 it'd be out. Under the present bill that came into conference committee, it was going to be out in '86. So I don't see it even. I don't see even the question even why it should even be on the ballot, but that's...
I guess, Senator, it's very important to understand what the Senate proposal here is, so let's go over it again if we could. I thought I heard you the first time say adopt both and then repeal one or the other depending on what the people do, and I guess I can't think of any scenario where we would be inclined to repeal stair-stepping in 1987.
I think that you would have to modify the stair-stepping in order for an annuity to work.
In what way?
In the basis of making the annuity work. How could you have an annuity if you're stair-stepping people out? If you're eliminating people right off at the top, how would you make the annuity work? How would the annuity work?
Senator, in yeah. a sense, the Senate bill would end in January of 86 as written. I guess maybe we're talking about whether
what's
or not
what
a person
Senate
get,
bill?
the Senate bill that we're looking
at. That we're discussing now?
I'm sorry, the original Senate bill was passed by the Senate.
It doesn't end in 86.
For full benefits and for people who...
It starts to phase it out. Phase out the state's participation, yes. Immediately. And that's what we're talking about, isn't it?
I think that's right.
Yeah. So you'd have to... So in essence, you're stair-stepping it out with the annuity plan, and you're still stair-stepping it out. The only thing is with your stair-stepping, if the annuity plan don't work, then the stair-stepping goes starts out and goes anyway without the annuity plan. In other words, no matter how, to tell you truthfully, no matter how it works on either one of them, the house is one and all because their stair-stepping is in effect one way or the other. So if you're looking for a competitive situation, you've won it all.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. Chairman, I would disagree somewhat in that one of my concerns, is, as I've expressed earlier, has been one of total cost of the program.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly anything that delays any of this implementation, even until 86 or then stair steps to 88, results, as we saw from the computer run before, in increased costs to the program. So certainly from a House perspective, we, by even enabling the pool of eligible recipients to grow by 2 years, we lose in the sense of our position trying to keep down total costs of the program.
Well, I can understand, and I don't deny that possibly your intent is well taken from your side of what you believe. But I think what I said again yesterday really supersedes it, that it isn't a question of the cost or what you're saving or anything else. It's a question of what the people want. And in order to get this, I suppose you could lessen it up, or if you wanted, you could go to 87, I suppose, but then it would make it, logistically, it might make it a little tough to get it in place, is what I'm talking about. So rather...
I did think of that also, and I tend to agree with you. If under the scenario of the compromise version on placing something on the ballot initiative, we probably gain little from... You could possibly go with a July 1st, 87 date as opposed to a January 1st, 88 date.
We could, yeah.
But that, but then again, from a practical standpoint, it probably...
You'd lose more than you'd gain, I think, really. We're not trying to delay anything, we're just trying to make it logistically work, that's all.
How is the proposal that you're making today different than the one that we have in front of us, the original compromise proposal? It seems to be the same, basically. It's the enactment of a stair-stepping proposal, ignoring for the moment the effective date of the stair-stepping, and the enactment of an annuity plan, and the placing of the annuity question on the ballot, and the annuity plan goes into effect with no further legislative action and regardless of how the vote comes out. Is what you're saying today different than that? Different
no,
than this?
No, essentially, it's never been any different, and I don't... you might have been thinking of it one way, and I was thinking of it another, like the... you as an attorney have questioned witnesses who saw a tall, short, blonde brunette. And those were maybe four witnesses who described the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And each one describes it as they see it in their mind.
Actually,
if you understand it this way, the Senate recognizes that we can no longer go on with the longevity bonus, per se, the present program that we have. We know that it's too expensive. And I think the agreement is there. As an alternate plan, though, rather than just to slice it off, and those people who are Alaskans and committed to Alaska and have been here for 60 years, 64 years in some cases, rather than to cut them off, just blah, some of them, as your bill would do, we say, all right, we recognize the cost factor, but we're going to make an alternative. If it's agreeable to the people and they want a supplemental benefit, retirement, and if they want to have the state participate and set up something for them so that they won't just be cut off and left as a dependent, somebody's dependent somewhere along the line, we're giving them the opportunity to put in an annuity plan. Now, if they choose the annuity plan, we're going to have to implement the annuity plan, irrespective of your stair-stepping or anybody else's program. If you don't, if they turn it down, your stair-stepping is in place, and the Senate has said, okay, that's agreeable, go right ahead and do it. If the people don't want the program, the Senate is not going to stand in the way.
But the Senate and the House would have to act affirmatively in 87, presumably, to repeal it.
Either one or the other, yes.
I guess it's the one or the other that confuses me.
Well, either the stair-stepping or the other one.
Senator?
Yes.
I apologize, I'm a little slow.
That's right, Pat.
Slow in getting this.
So am I, don't worry about it.
Let's, for example, under this dual repeal, one takes place if the other's repealed, the other takes place if the other's repealed.
Right.
What would prevent us from being here in 1987 looking across the table if the House repealed the annuity and you all in the Senate repealed the stair step, and then we again have a very disparate bill and we're again looking across the table from each other?
Well, you have it,
wouldn't that be a possibility when you have this dual repeal?
No, it wouldn't, because you would have you have the third element, which is the administration, and they would react to a vote of the people, and if the people turn down the annuity, and the governor would redline any attempts at appropriating or funding that program, he wouldn't fund it, so it would be a moot question.
What funding would that be? You're not talking about front-loading it.
No, just any funding that would have had to do with an annuity plan.
But the administrative costs are supposed to be taken out of the plan. What appropriations would there have to be?
Well, there has to be that share of the longevity bonus that you pay now.
Okay. So we get
the front-loading.
Well, it is a front-loading. It's the regular program that's in effect now.
The governor could refuse to fund the stair-stepping by terminating the appropriation to the longevity bonus. But as I understood, if we're not going to front load the annuity, there is no appropriation.
You couldn't do anything with the stair stepping, because there is no appropriation for stair stepping.
Well, there's an appropriation of general fund money for the longevity bonus.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the stair stepping doesn't require anything. It doesn't require an appropriation. It just automatically, it brings money back. It doesn't expend the additional monies. You see, as long as we're getting candid with this, I'll get right down to the basis of it. The stair-stepping requires nothing in the way of appropriation. The annuity plan does.
What is
so
the appropriation?
So you people,
that the
you people, if you were going to be bad guys, black hats in the House, and we passed just one and waited for the other, you could refuse to fund the annuity plan.
But we'd be faced by a vote of the people that says they want it.
Well, like a unicameral. You see what I'm saying? So what we're saying is to make the odds even so that both sides will have the same possibilities, you have to pass them both. And then whichever the one that the people speak on is bound and determined, if you pass them both, one of them will have to be repealed, and one of them, it just has to be repealed. That's all there is to it. But if you only pass one, there's nothing that says that the other one has to be passed. You understand what I'm saying? There's nothing that says that the House has to pass the annuity if they don't want to.
But I guess that gets
so what
back
we're
to
saying
past
is
question.
That we want an equal shot at it. Okay? And that's as simple as that.
But that gets back to Pat's question. What's going to stop us from meeting around this table in 1987 and have the same difficulty and the same chasm between the House and Senate positions?
Because you have a law in the books. Both laws are on the books, aren't they?
A law the people may have voted against, may not support.
Well, but then nobody's going to fund that one.
But again,
you guys are
going
to refuse. You have the veto power of not funding it.
There is no. I don't understand what funding there is for the annuity plan, unless you're going to front load it.
It's the same funding.
The funding for it, the administrative costs are paid out of the annuity collections. Is there some funding I'm missing in the annuity program?
Yes, it's highly subsidized.
Subsidized, and
years.
Then it declines
yeah.
in amounts of state subsidy as the years proceed.
Do you understand, Pat? Don't you?
Well,
we're both
understand
equal. We're both equal.
And that's, of course, one of my objections to it is that it it is highly subsidized.
Well, I mean, it's an argument, and I don't argue with it. I mean, that's your personal opinion.
Mr. Chairman, would both proposals be on the ballot then, both the stair-stepping and the annuity, or just the annuity?
Just the annuity.
Because the stair-stepping, Mr. Chairman, would phase itself out completely, as I understand.
Right.
Depending on what date was picked as far as a compromise, 88, 87, 86, no matter what.
Seems to me that really it makes both sides equal. It's logical. I don't see any problem. It's people's choice where they want to spend the money. If they don't want to spend the money, then we say the Senate backs off and says, "Hey, that's fine. You've spoken. The people have spoken. Start stair-stepping it on." And that's the last you hear of it.
But again, Mr. Chairman, it puts the House in the position of voting for an annuity plan this year when...
Well, it puts the Senate in voting for stair-stepping.
But
you
voted for stair-stepping already.
It might go out.
I mean, you're picking both halves of your bill.
I was polite in saying stair-stepping. I'm saying, I'll be impolite and say phasing out, okay?
Okay, well, let's talk about phasing out.
We don't do any stair-stepping. We're talking about phasing out.
Both the House and Senate have approved a phase-out of the longevity bonus.
An orderly phase-out is the way the Senate does it. You guys are just chopping it off. Leaving those poor old people to...
Okay, but there are two elements to this issue. The
phase-out... We're
going to
take them up to the Bering Sea and put them on an ice floe, and they have to be 65, and that's the end of it. House decree.
The House has a phase-out, the Senate has a phase-out and an annuity, and your proposal is to pass a phase-out and annuity. But I don't... see where the balance is there.
No, ours is pass a stair-stepping and an annuity.
Okay, stair-stepping. I thought we were going to call it phase out.
Oh, just the Senate is phasing out. You're stair-stepping out.
Okay. Well, again, the difficulty is that the House is very hesitant to vote for an annuity plan this year that goes into effect without any further...
Are you adamant in your position, and are we deadlocked, sir? Would you like to take a 5-minute recess and find out whether you're deadlocked? Or do you feel comfortable in saying it?
Sure. Let's take a 5-minute recess.
Take a 5-minute recess.
Mr. Chairman, the sticking point continues to be the question of what action, if any, would have to be taken following the vote of the people. We continue to be concerned that your proposal will simply delay the resolution of this problem and will very likely put a similar group of legislators at this table in 1987. We would like to see a proposal, which is what we've offered, which implements stair-stepping this year, places a proposed annuity plan on an advisory ballot in the fall of 86, and adopts that plan should the people vote yes in
1987.
Well, the year after the public vote. We feel that the situation that your suggestion...
You're only talking maybe 6 months.
Well, but we feel the suggestion you're making, if the people were to reject an annuity plan, would face us in 1987 with a plan that people didn't support, that it might be very difficult to repeal, and which would again place us at this table in 87.
How can you possibly conceive in good conscience to sit there and say it would be hard to repeal? It would be mandatory to repeal because you would not have the backing of the administration. That's the wrench in there. That's the veto power. You would have the veto power that you would not fund it. You would not fund the annuity plan. By the same token, you have to understand that if you turn it around the other way, there's no guarantee that the House would pass it, and then we wouldn't have anything except stair-stepping, and that would go into effect, and that would be the end of that. Because the governor cannot pass legislation. It must be the within conformity of both houses of the legislature must be in agreement. So that's what we're doing, and we're eliminating any possibility of bad faith or anything else. Heaven forbid that there would be bad faith.
Of course.
But things have happened before. Mm-hmm. We're willing to take the chance on it.
It, It's just...
Maybe you wouldn't want to repeal... We're going to use the same argument. You wouldn't want to repeal stair-stepping. Then we'd be in a terrible jackpot. Is that it?
Well,
that
doesn't make any sense at all. I understand why you want to repeal
stair stepping. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Mr. Chairman, the House is not prepared to vote this year on an annuity plan that goes into effect regardless of what the people say.
That's your position?
I think that's our position.
Well, I suppose that there's no longer any reason for this committee to meet, but that's the position. Because that's the, as I told you today, and both of these gentlemen are members of the majority caucus, and they were present when I asked the question of the Senate again, and the Senate majority, and they said what their position was that that they wanted both things to be passed. I guess I'll have to go back and report to the president, and if he tells me to come back again, I can notify you again, or if he says that there's no use, then he'll discharge this committee, and which, of course, will discharge you at the same time.
Okay. Why don't we work it that we'll wait to hear from you?
Right. Is that agreeable?
Change your mind, let us know.
I'm going to propose that the two of us, at least, from this committee, write a letter to our Senate president asking that we be removed from this committee. Maybe the next one can be better.
Is that a motion? I mean, are you
discharging? It doesn't make any difference what we say to you.
Okay, thank you.
Strong letter follows.
Deputy Bullis, please come to order. All members are present except Senator Eliason, who is absent on state business. Sir?
Mr. Chairman, I think it's, I'm glad to see us back at the table. We are developing a proposal for you that is in drafting right now. It's within a matter of an hour or so of being completed. What I would like to do, Mr. Chairman, is deliver that to you as quickly as possible. I understand, looking over there, that you have a proposal for us. We're going to hope that they're very similar. I believe that they will be very similar. I think what we'll have to do is review them over the weekend and meet again on Monday to attempt to resolve any minor disputes there are. I appreciate your effort, Senator Ray, and trying to reach a compromise here, and we may be very close.
Okay, Mr. Clarkson, what we've done here is that after we had discussed some of the points that it seemed agreeable or amiable to discuss the other day, and you told me that you were going to have a drafted, I also contacted the Legislative Affairs. I thought that they would probably work together on it, but apparently they didn't. And as such, Mr. Barrier, did you complete this yourself, sir?
Actually, I would like to make the changes. There were really two changes, the effective date change and the new section.
Would you want to come up here, Mr. Barrier?
Yes.
I think what we did here is I remember. Why don't you tell us what we did here, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, the new section is E, starting on page 1, which provides that a person who receives longevity payment or an annuity does not get a permanent fund dividend. Okay. And the other changes are the effective date changes, which gets fairly complicated. But the net effect is that the annuity plan goes into effect, is sunsetted on July 1st, 1987, but only goes into, the annuity plan goes on the books. I'm sorry, it does not go into effect. It goes on the books. It is sunsetted July 1st, 1987, and it becomes law January 1st, 1988, if the sunset provision is repealed prior to 1987. The reason I had to do it that way was you can't repeal a law that's not in effect, so the repealer had to be tied to the effective date clause.
In essence, nothing, both stair-stepping and the annuity are in place when this bill is passed. But the sunset provision, that they will be repealed if they're not implemented.
Mr. Chairman, it was I'd have to study these effective dates here to see how it works, but it was my understanding that the stair-stepping would remain in effect and the annuity would be the contingent adoption this year.
This is the net effect.
That is the net effect. And,
so if the let me just ask as a practical matter. In 1987, if the legislature does absolutely nothing, what happens?
If nothing is done to repeal Section 24, prior to July 1st, 1987, the annuity plan never takes effect.
But the stair-stepping?
The stair-stepping does take effect until, of course, if the annuity plan goes into effect, the change in Section 1 would obviously take the stair-stepping out.
Right. But if no action is taken by the legislature, stair-stepping stays in effect, the annuity does not.
Correct.
Now, you must understand that I have told you all the time about the shortcomings in that approach. And I have told you that it was the Senate's position that both should be passed, and whichever one was not enacted would be repealed. That was the Senate's position. I am willing to use this as a compromise, knowing the problems inherent therein, and I could you even again expressed them that nothing would happen to the stair-stepping unless it was taken out. This is the weakness in the plan as far as the Senate is concerned. If you did find somebody that was not agreeable, they would just leave the stair-stepping in and you would have a hard time. The sunset provision would win. that's something that I'll have to go again back to the to my caucus. If we have an agreement, they would have to make the determination. I can't tell you what the majority of caucus would say. It seems to me that you're sowing the seeds of discord when you can continually insist on it. We could insist on the same thing and then turn it around and tell you, we don't like to put the stair-stepping into effect that the people are going to vote it out. You see? It's six of one, half a dozen the other. So we're talking the same thing. But in order for some kind of congeniality or some kind of approach, I was willing to put this in.
I appreciate that.
All right.
On page 12, statewide should be general.
Yes.
It's yellowed out there.
I'm sorry, what line?
Line eight.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We're putting it the next general election.
Right.
Okay. Now, the repealers are all in there as you asked for them. Now, once again, I must caution you, once again, that if we have an agreement on that, I would have to take the agreement back to the caucus and tell them exactly what it is.
And
they might tell you that
also.
No. Pat?
Yeah, I had a question on exactly that point, possibly for Mr. Barrier. Is there under this scenario, is there a practical reason why things all couldn't coincide on July 1st, 1987? For example, the stair step would take place July 1st, 1987. If legislation were enacted, the sections 2 through 18 and 23 would take effect July 1st, 1987.
I can answer that, Pat. There's no reason why it couldn't. I mean, it's everything is possible. It couldn't. The only thing is the logistic problem of putting it into place.
But that's the whole thing. Reason I'm asking. Is that the reason for the delay on the implementation of the annuity?
The only reason.
Okay, so then if I understand that, then if there's a practical reason why, if you voted for an annuity that it couldn't be implemented July 1st, then you wouldn't want the stair step to kick in the interim.
No.
Is that correct?
My understanding, and I remember having been that deeply involved, is that preparation of the annuity plan will take some fairly expensive talent as annuities go. They're fairly expensive. The obvious thing is why can't you prepare it in advance, but preparing an annuity plan would be fairly expensive, as I understand, which is why you need the period in between. Is that correct?
That's primarily it. The idea is that you start in a calendar year with your annuity payments or your permanent fund dividends. That's when you use them. So if you went halfway, I don't know how you'd compile it half a year, see? Just a matter of logistics, really, I thought about it. The intent, or at least the understanding that I have, is if we would agree on this, in the 1987 session, if the annuity plan was approved by the voters, we would come in the 87th session, which would be starting in January 15th, I believe it is, and repeal one or the other, so we wouldn't have to worry about it.
Just to follow up, if we put it, as you have suggested here, January 188, you wouldn't have to repeal the stair step date, would you?
No.
No. But believe me, from a long experience, it's a lot cleaner if you go in and make repeals and do it,
then
you don't have anybody hanging over them. But what I'm getting at is you would have the time before the July 1st, 87 kick-in date, or the kick-out date, I guess you'd call it, the sunset provision. The only problem that I have to tell you, and to be straightforward and upfront with you, is that the suspicion is going to be, why, if you want to do it this way, why don't you do it the simple way of passing them both and then going in and repealing one, instead of going on with all these kickoff dates and repeal dates and then sunset dates, when it's so simple just to pass them both and go in and whichever one you don't use, repeal. Then you got a clean bill of health and everybody's satisfied. All you're doing here is raising a great deal of suspicion, and I am sure that it isn't well-founded, but it is.
Mr. Chairman, I've just been handed the draft. Now I have to get copies of it and get it to you. But ours has the House version of the whole harmless provision. I just skimmed this very quickly, and I don't know if yours does or not. But that may be a difference between the two drafts. I don't know.
We have a letter of intent that took care of it from the Senate side. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Yeah, is it the same one as the...
Same one, yeah. That would be signed by you and I both if we agreed on it.
We still sort of feel like that ought to be in the bill, but maybe we can, let's review that.
Whole harmless section?
Yes.
6-1, half done the other. Whatever one you want.
Do you want to set a meeting time?
Okay, how about Monday again, possibly...
Can I suggest late? We might want to
call
a caucus.
I would say 4 o'clock is what I was going to say, if that's agreeable.
Monday at 4?
Is that agreeable?
Maybe 4.
In the interim, I wonder if you could...
Yeah, I'll get copies of this right away.
Bill, would you take a copy and make a comparison of the two and give us analysis of what the differences are so we'll be prepared on it?
Yeah, a comparative analysis setting out the two bills. The section is the same, the section differs.
On Monday, then, we'd be prepared to look at it so we could tell where the differences were.
Yeah.
Is that agreeable with you?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Anything else? Thank you. Good time.